Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, well, here we go. Joe Biden asked whether he'll pack the court. I did my Battleground podcast on this yesterday.
Right.
And I said, look, whoever Trump appoints, if Biden wins and they take the Senate, which they likely will if Biden does win, just the momentum of that, the Senate's already so close between Democrats and Republicans, don't expect Trump's Supreme Court pick to be around very long. Or at least don't expect Trump's 6-3 Supreme Court to be around very long. They will pack the court to get a mix they like. And that only takes a simple majority vote of the House and the Senate to do that. In other words, hey, let's go ahead and throw 12 justices on who are liberal.
Yeah.
Sounds good. That hasn't been done since the 1800s, and it was very unpopular at the time.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about here is this idea that we're going to turn the Supreme Court from its constitutional purpose, which is simply the Supreme Court was supposed to be a very weak branch, the weakest of the three. We've been erroneously taught in school they are co-equal. They are not.
Yes, you are correct.
That drives me insane. No, it goes like this, more like stacking. Congress is right up there at the top, then the president, then the courts. And the purpose of the courts only was, the main purpose of the courts is just to interpret what Congress meant by laws. Yeah. And then for Congress to come behind and go, nah, you got it wrong. We meant this. This is what we're doing.
Right.
So, and the only backstop to that, of course, is the Constitution, and they interpret the Constitution as well. But in most cases, that is their job, interpret what Congress meant by the laws. That's it. And then for Congress to come in and correct them. Many people think, oh, well, the Supreme Court rules, they just tell Congress what to do. Well, no. No, that's not the case. And so it is in some cases, if they're using the Constitution, for instance, you can't do a universal gun ban. That would be unconstitutional like that. So that's how the Supreme Court actually works. And they want to turn it into to a democracy where the Supreme Court justices serve at the pleasure of whatever Democrat Congress is serving. And then, Republicans get control again. We appoint some people, but then they come in and wipe them out. And so Supreme Court is just a rubber stamp for whatever thing the Democrats want to do. This is why Joe Biden, this is a huge tell, was asked, will you pack the Supreme Court? In other words, hey, let's just, we don't like a 6-3 strict constitutionalist majority. We want to do crazy stuff. We want to toss out the Bill of Rights. So we're going to add 10 more justices who are liberal. And so Joe Biden is asked whether he will do that. He will not answer the question.
Let's say I answer that question. Then the whole debate's going to be, well, Biden said or didn't say. Biden said he would or wouldn't. That's gonna, the discussion should be about why he is moving in a direction that's totally inconsistent with what the founders wanted. They're designed, the Constitution says designed, if voters get to pick the president who gets to make the pick and the Senate who gets to decide.
Well, he just made the argument for Trump to do his job.
I know.
Sorry.
Exactly. The voters have decided President Trump is president. He is until the inauguration of the next president, whether he is reelected or another president is elected in January of next year. That's his job. You just made the argument, Joe, for Trump to do it. Good grief.
While refusing to say if he'd pack the court, you know why? Because he'd pack the court. That's the plan. And by the way, this is a big misunderstanding. Some people, even some people on our side, are falling for this.
Yeah.
The media is lying because that's what they do. The media, Democrat media complex that passed themselves off as mainstream media, they're lying and say, well, this is such a grave injustice that Trump would appoint somebody in an election year. You mean like Obama did with Merrick Garland? He made the appointment just like Trump is.
Exactly.
We didn't say we were gonna impeach Obama because he made an appointment. It's up to the Senate whether or not to confirm.
Right. And they decided not to.
They decided not to.
And like I said yesterday, the American people, if they were so upset with the Senate, they've had two election cycles. Every election cycle, one third of the Senate is up for re-election. Okay, so we've had two election cycles go through. Two thirds of the Senate has been up for re-election. If the American people were so angry that Merrick Garland did not get a hearing in the Senate, then they should have kicked those folks out. Didn't happen. Republicans are still in power. Didn't happen.
In fact, they increased their majority.
Exactly.
It's still not a big one, but they still won. Okay, now the lie is being spun that here's from Axios, for instance. This is all over the place, though. Furious Democrats are considering total war, profound changes to two branches of government, even adding stars to the flags. So they're promising to give statehood to D.C. and Puerto Rico so they can get four more Democrat senators. But they're also promising to jam through a Supreme Court nominee or nominees by expanding the number of seats on the Supreme Court so they can make it liberal, right? And so the left is spinning this as, oh, poor beleaguered us. We have no choice but to do this. But the thing is, they've been promising to do that for a long time.
Yep.
Here's a tweet from People's Pundit. This is incredibly dishonest reporting by Axios and the mainstream media. The truth is that the Democrats were going to do these things anyway, and the media were just helping them keep it a secret. Whether the GOP fills the seat or not, talking about the Supreme Court seat, if given the power, they will add at least two to Senate and SCOTUS. So, and all they need to add to SCOTUS is just a simple majority vote of the House and the Senate. So, yeah, this idea that, you know, well, Republicans have just pushed us, we have to do this. No, they've been planning to do this for a long time. I mean, Tucker Carlson rails on about this all the time.
Yeah.
This is not, you know, a resort we've driven them to by doing unfair things. Again, this is the audacity of it. Trump is required, as was the first president, Washington, all of them since then, to nominate somebody for the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Okay? And we just talked about this. Senate can approve them or not approve them or whatever. But that's your duty as a president, to nominate somebody for the Supreme Court. As, again, Obama did with Merrick Garland. Senate chose not to confirm. Okay? Well, Trump just did, in an election year, exactly what Obama did. Nominated someone or announced he would nominate somebody. He's going to, you know, put the announcement out this weekend. Who it is? Some racist, I'm sure. So we're going to impeach Trump for nominating somebody like Obama did in an election year when he was a lame duck. He's a lame duck. He was done. He's not going to get another term. Yeah, that's where we are.
Crazy Nancy.
Right. So why they're screaming at Trump about this, I don't understand that. He did what Obama did. If you want to scream you don't like it, fine. We could debate that you don't like it. We still have a right to do it. Yep. But the people you need to debate and go after would be Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. Not because he's the chair of the Judiciary Committee, not Trump, because Trump did what Obama did.
Yeah.
But see, all of this is designed for the low information voter
exactly.
who doesn't
exactly.
understand any of this.
There is no constitutional restrictions on the timing of anything that a president does. The president is president from the time he's inaugurated until the term of office is over with. And during that time period, there are no constitutional restrictions on the power of the president. Period. End of story.
Texter writes, called Lindsey Graham's office yesterday, left a message of support for Supreme Court vote before the election. Also 2016, it was 100% sure a different president, I'm not quite sure I understand, was coming. Might not be the case in 2020. Had to hold my nose and just make the call. Yeah, okay, so that's the thing. If you're calling Lindsey Graham's office, it's not good enough to confirm the Supreme Court justice. That doesn't cut it. It has to be before the election, before the election. Cannot be lame duck, cannot be after. We cannot go into this with a 4-4 court.
That's what he said. And then
he did.
That we played at the top of the hour.
Yes, and I played the audio too. I have it as well. But I want to make sure Lindsay gets this, because when we say stuff on the show, it gets back to them. I know it does. I can't tell you how I know, but I know. Anyway, nothing less is acceptable. Because we cannot go into this. What will happen, inevitably, is that John Roberts will side with the liberals on the court. And we'll have absolute calamity and chaos. We need to go into this with a 6-3 court that's going to be able to be fair and not for voter fraud. That's what we need, because so many of these decisions right now are percolating. Like, did you see the judge in Wisconsin just ruled, oh, we can keep counting absentee ballots for like a week after the election? Yeah, a week sounds good. Well, why not 2, sir? Why not 2.5? Why not 8? Why a week?
Yeah.
And so the problem with that, Lee, let me tell you why this is a problem. State law in Wisconsin was not changed as to absentee ballots. It is the same. They must be counted by 8 p.m. on election day. That is the law on the books. If they wish to change that, fine. But what we're having in state after state is they attempt to steal this election. We saw this in Michigan, Pennsylvania already. Judges are making orders. In Pennsylvania, yeah, like we'll totally mail-in ballots. Pennsylvania, Michigan judges have ordered they should take them for 3 days to up to 14 days after the election. After the election. That's not the law.
Yeah.
So what we have is a judicial dictatorship of left-wing judges arbitrarily making up election law that will decide who gets the presidency. I think 14 days. I don't know, sir. Why not 21? Oh, no. How about 22.5 plus 15 minutes and 42 seconds? Why not that?
See, this goes back to the whole problem of judicial activism, where
yes.
The judiciary is only to rule on the constitutionality of what's going on. Then it is up to the legislature to change that. It is not up to the judiciary to decide what the law is after they have ruled that it is not constitutional.
Well, see, but this is why the Supreme Court is so important. This is happening in state after state. Like in Nevada, the governor just snapped his fingers and decided they'd do mail-in balloting, and then they start mailing ballots to everybody on the voter rolls, even people who are no longer in the state or are dead. And that's not a change in the law, and that's why that is being challenged. We cannot go into this with a 4-4 court. We can't. Not for fairness reasons, but also because Roberts will put a knife in our back so fast. We have a chance to change that. So Lindsey Graham needs to get the message. We need this done before the election. I don't care what Cocaine Mitch says. Did you hear him, by the way, Lee? He was kind of noncommittal that they would definitely get this done, but it might be in the lame duck. And I'm like, no. Before the election. You can do it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, remember when I jokingly referred to some areas like Portland as post-American territories, post-constitutional, post-American territories. It's funny because that's essentially what the DOJ just did, Department of Justice, at least Bill Barr's office, which may be the only part of the Department of Justice he actually controls. I made a big deal of this on the podcast. You can get that by texting Battleground to 71307. It's a huge piece of news last week. I should have made more of it. Bill Barr, our attorney general, essentially admitting that he had failed, as did Jeff Sessions, to take control of the Department of Justice, that it is a rogue agency, runaway agency. It's tethered only to the people in the federal government by funding and nothing else. And Barr flat out came out and said that there were a lot of prosecutors inside, this was the terrifying line, inside the Department of Justice trying to make a name for themselves, make a career for themselves by, quote, political headhunting, unquote. Here's the scary part. Without regard for the evidence in the case or the laws. In other words, those things no longer matter. Evidence doesn't really matter. We'll start investigations based on, well, nothing. We just don't like the guy. That's why we had a revolution in this country. British used to do that to us. So, Bill Barr, I mean, think about that for a minute. That's just mind-blowing. Admits that his agency is essentially out of control. That he has a lot of DAs, or not a lot of DAs, a lot of federal prosecutors underneath him. They're just going after people because of their politics. Without regard for the law or the facts, the case. That is terrifying. And you know what you can see in this, right here in this memo? I mean, I jokingly have called these jurisdictions parts of California, Portland, maybe New York City, post-American, post-constitutional territories. DOJ, at least the DOJ, part of the DOJ, Bill Barr controls, which may only include him and Durham, I'm not really sure, came up with a similar name for them. They call them anarchist jurisdictions. New York, specifically naming New York City, Portland, and Seattle as anarchist jurisdictions, quote, local governments that are permitting anarchy, violence, and destruction in American cities. Yeah, and I would say where federal buildings and employees are under open naked attack. Or have been killed or harmed or, you know, attempted murders in the line of duty. The purpose of the memo, Trump wrote a memo asking Barr to make the classification. He did do it and to set them up for potential defunding. It's not clear if legally they can be defunded. But this is an interesting line from the Fox News story on it. When state and local leaders impede their own, this is from Bill Barr, what he said in a statement. When Bill Barr is our attorney general, when state and local leaders impede their own law enforcement officers and agencies from doing their jobs, it endangers innocent citizens who deserve to be protected, including those who are trying to peacefully assemble and protest. Yeah, they're lawless. They're absolutely lawless. Which, by the way, you got to wonder what all this is going to add up to. You can't say all lives matter. You come out and say that you work for certain companies, you put that on your Facebook page, you could be fired. Can't do it. In certain cities like the lawless jurisdictions I just named, the post-American territories, you could be beaten for that. I mean, the reason the guy in Portland was shot, killed, executed on the street by the Antifa lunatic was because he had on a patch on his shorts supporting cops. I mean, that'll get you killed some places. But the public's going along with this, right? No. Majority likely voters want Blue Lives Matter laws punishing attacks on police. That's according to Rasmussen. That's likely voters. Since 2018, the percentage of likely voters who believes there's a war on cops has increased from 43% to a whopping 59%. Wow. That's huge. And the majority of voters say they want Blue Lives Matter laws. They want to make attacks on cops simply for who they are and the badge they wear a hate crime. And we're seeing a lot of these hate crimes. So interesting. By the way, this is interesting. Percentage of black people that support Blue Lives Matter laws. 52. Even in Common Core, Matt, that's still a majority even. So again, this just enrages me, this idea that these groups, Black Lives Matter, are speaking for black people. when black people continue to try to tell us the opposite. They're just being used here, including the 80% of black people that told Gallup they either want to keep the level of police in their neighborhood the same or increase it. So the NFL says it's speaking for black people when it's speaking for Black Lives Matter. But I mean, poll after poll after poll, they're just not. They're just not.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe Biden has refused to list the names of his potential justices because he knows they're too extreme to withstand any form of public review. If Joe Biden and the Democrats take power, they will pack the Supreme Court with far-left radicals who will unilaterally transform American society far beyond recognition. They will mutilate the law, disfigure the Constitution, and impose a socialist vision from the bench that could never pass at the ballot box. So they don't want to show the judges because the only ones that he can put in are far left radicals. And if he does something even toward left of center, which would be acceptable, I guess, we have no choice. If he did that, he would lose the left. So he's going to have to put in radicals. So he doesn't want to show who his judges are. I've shown all a list. I have a double list, about 45, from which I will only pick. But he doesn't want to do that. Because if you found out who he was going to pick, he would be unelectable. Hopefully, he's going to be unelectable anyway. We're going to find out.
So there you go. You know, I had a conversation with a friend I went to school with over the weekend who's a Democrat. We usually try to avoid politics. And this particular friend passionately insisted to me that her party was fighting communism and socialism. Didn't want to hear anything else. We are fighting communism and socialism. They actually believe that. I mean, the rank and file do, the voters. Leadership knows better. This is how they fight communism and socialism. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has announced, are you ready for this? A planned socialist takeover of New York City. Her Democratic Socialists Brigade, the Democratic Socialist Brigade, wants to turn New York City far left from the ground up. An actual takeover of New York City by the Democratic Socialists of America. What they're doing, they have backed a slate of city council candidates who, if elected, would create a socialist caucus. The overwhelmingly Democrat council is vulnerable next year to the left of left push, with 35 out of 51 council seats up for grabs due to term limits. The strategy is detailed in the 13-page Tasks and Perspectives strategic planning document. You ready for this? I guess we will definitely be able to add New York City to our post-American, post-constitutional territories list of places that don't really belong to the country anymore, if she succeeds. Now listen to this. The litmus test for the socialist candidates to obtain The endorsement is to pledge to defund the NYPD. Defund in this case is defined as slashing the budget, the city police budget, by half. Can you imagine? Absolute mayhem in New York. I mean, you couldn't even visit at that point, which is what they want, I guess. I don't know. Their idea of a utopia. That's how the Democrats are fighting socialism right there, by trying to capture individual cities. Speaking of socialism, how popular is it among people forced to really try it? Not so popular. New poll of Venezuelans. They're actually living socialism. How popular is that? Not so popular. When asked, do you want Venezuela to be socialist? In other words, continue to be socialist. Just 14% said yes. A whopping 77.5% said no. Well, what about those who want to go to communism? 0% said they wanted to try communism after trying socialism. So it's very popular. People are going to love it. Of those, 77.55% who said, no, I don't want to do socialism. I'm not down with that. Of those, another 72.3% said capitalism is what we want to do. We're done with this. We don't want to do it. So that's how that's working out in Venezuela. Not so good. Not so popular. So they're already openly planning the socialist takeover of New York City. You might be like, well, New York's already kind of socialist. Well, it is, but not in name. And I'm afraid this is what we're going to start to see in blue city after blue city after blue city, just open slates of socialists trying to take over parts of the country as the country fragments. Text writes, good morning, Tara. There's no such thing as socialism. It's just a cloak to get in power for communism. This is spoken from a Cuban who knows. Fascinating. Thank you for your text. By the way, the text line is 71307. Text writes, hey, Tara, since they've given capitalism such a bad name, why not just say free market? I like that, free market. I just like the word free. Texter writes, Trump needs to fly to Portland, Maine, in front of thousands of supporters and haul good old Susan Collins up in front of everyone and ask her, do you have my back? Yeah, maybe. Another texter writes, Tara, I pray that we will not be experiencing a version of the last line from Dances with Wolves, American freedom passed away into the history books. We'll see. It's up to the country to make this decision. And I'm afraid a lot of the people voting are terminally misinformed, including some that I know. And you can't help them. They just live in a reality that's just not real. It's just not. All right. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Okay, embarrassing Google searches. This is interesting. The most embarrassing thing each state Googles more than anyone else. I like this one. Kentucky, how to become a vampire. I'm not sure that's possible. Several states want to get rid of ghosts. Florida does. There's several Bigfoot hunting states, too. That's very popular in Washington. When they're not hunting Trump supporters, they hunt Bigfoot, apparently. But I like the one for South Carolina. Our allegedly most embarrassing Googles. I don't think this is that embarrassing. I just think it's interesting that we Google this more than anyone else. You want to know what it is for South Carolina? We're the only ones in the country who do it. Live PD. We love some live PD. My husband was just glued to that kind of thing. He watches it on YouTube now mainly. Live PD. So we love some live PD here. We still like our police officers. That make us radical, I don't know. Of course, in California, this is not surprising. You know what their search is? How to quit a job you just started. Yeah, because what do jobs last there? 3 weeks now before the governor shuts it down again? In Delaware, they want to know if aliens are real. And in Florida, they want to get rid of ghosts.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Lee just stopped by to let me know the reason we look up live PD more than anything else, anyone else, any other state in the country here in South Carolina. We want to check on our relatives. Is that true? You know, I was hanging out with an old friend over the weekend, and we were talking. I just fell into a conversation about our some relatives we have in our family. That, like, most insane person in your family. Do you have one in your family? You know, you're stuck with your family, right? I mean, you got to love them. But you just shake your head, and it's a source of endless amusement to you. You're maybe even constantly having boundary issues. Like this is a person who no way, no how would I associate with of my own free will if blood wasn't involved or marriage. You know what I'm talking about? So we were talking about our most insane person in our family. And I can't detail mine because it'd be too easy for you to figure out who it was in terms of, you know, because you know who I am, but you don't know who my friend is. So I thought today it would be fun. Tell me about the most insane person in your family. Send me a text. Just to crack me up. We were trading tales. This friend of mine's most insane person encouraged her at one point to ask if her baby, when she had a newborn, could sleep through the night. She said, yeah, it could. Baby could. Wanted to go two states away and leave the baby in the crib by itself all night to go gambling. Yeah. And that's just the beginning. Do you have that insane? I do. I have one. Oh, I wish I could tell you the stories. You would die laughing. And everybody's got one, right? In my estimation, I have seen this. At least 20% of the country suffers from some kind of mental illness, might be mild. Which means you got at least one of them in your family, right? Who is it in your family? And I would look, we're going to do all the usual breaking news, political stuff. I can walk and chew gum. Just text me just a short, you know, or maybe a short phone call about your family member. Just, I mean, just the stark rave. Now, I mean, look, everybody's got crazy. People are just nuts. I believe this. People are nuts. I believe that a lot of the people that, and I've just learned this in life, a lot of the people that come off is okay, you know what I mean? Maybe somebody you live next door to for a couple of years or worked with, you come off as pretty normal, pretty average, and then you, for whatever reason, you end up getting to know them a little better because of something. Maybe you end up on a project together or on a board or something. I don't know. I get to know them a little better, and you realize they're nuts. Their life is nuts. Happens to me more than I would think. I've really come to believe that normal, completely stable people are... it's only about half of us. Two-thirds tops. Texter writes, I can't think of any, so it must be me. You might want to ask around at Thanksgiving, who's the crazy person in our family? Who does everyone think the crazy person in our family is? Texter writes, one insane person in the family. I have a whole family full of them, which my wife reminds me of almost daily. I have a very normal family with like one and a half exceptions. And you got one of those people in your family. I got a person in my family. If you put them as a character on a national sitcom, they'd throw the script out and say, this isn't believable. No one, a character like this wouldn't be believable. There's no one like this. I'm like, yes, there is, right in my family. I'm talking about that kind of person.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.